Okay, Shalom Rabosai. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Nun Ches. Welcome to the second part of Maseches Psachim. Basically the Masechta used to be split into two. They used to put Arvei Psachim at the beginning, but for whatever reason it got combined into one Masechta. That's what the Meiri says was why the Masechta is called Psachim, because there used to be two of them. But okay, either way, basically this section, we're going to have about 2 months' worth of Kodshim, right? All about the Korban Pesach, and while we're mentioning the Korban Pesach, we're going to mention all these other Korbanos, as a byproduct of that. So if you have, if you did, let's say, Zvachim, Masechah Zvachim in the last go-around, in the last cycle of the Dafyomi, so then you'll be at an advantage. But if you haven't, so it's also fine, and it sounds a little bit scary, but it's not so bad, and hopefully you'll see hopefully you'll see that as we go through it. Okay, so either way, so let's start. Tamid Nishchat, again, there is a great introduction if you are able to get your hands on an art scroll. So there is about a 4 or 5 page introduction that's really kedai to read if you have absolutely no concept of Korbanos and the processes involved. Because what I'm going to try and give as much background as I can, right? I have to assume certain basic levels of knowledge. Like if I say Korban Tamid, as we're going to start with today, so I assume that that was a Korban that was offered twice daily, every day. So hopefully I'll try and explain as much as I can, but again, it's definitely Kedai if you can get your hands on Rock Salt to go through that that big introduction over there. It'll definitely help out. Okay, either way, let's start the Perek. Tamid Nishchat b'shmono mechza v'karav b'tisho mechza. The Korban Tamid was brought every single day. Now, the Korban Tamid was brought twice. As Rashi explains, right, shel bein harabayim. We're talking about the second one. The second one was brought at 8.5 hours into the day. It was shechted 8.5 hours into the day and then offered on the Mizbeach, v'karav, right, it was brought on the Mizbeach at 9.5 hours into the day. Now, again, if you've learned the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos, so you know that the day is broken up into 12 hours, right, obviously. And Jewish hours are not I'm totally blanking. They're not calculated is the word I'm looking for. They're not calculated based on say 1 hour each. They're basically what you do is you take sunrise and sundown and divide that by 12. And however many minutes that is, you divide that by 12, and then you get what's called a shazmania, that's the hour of each day. So on a day where sunrise is 6 o'clock and sundown is 6 o'clock, right, it only happens a couple times a year, so then the hours are 1 hour each. Right? On all other days, the hours vary. So when we say 8.5 hours and 9.5 hours, that is shod zmaniot, right? Calculated hours. And we're talking here into the day. So starting from, it's a discussion where you start from, but let's say just for simplicity's sake, you start from sunrise, from Nates, you count 8.5 hours, that's what we're talking about, right? Noon, midday is 6 hours into the day, right? Again, and sundown would be 12 hours into the day. So when we say 8.5 hours into the day, that's in the afternoon, right? The Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim, the Korban Tamid that was brought in the afternoon, so that is shechted at 8.5 and brought at 9.5 hours into the day, which is smack in the middle of the afternoon, right? The afternoon being 6 to 12, so 9.5 hours in the day is smack in the middle of the afternoon. Psachim, but Arvi Psachim, but on Erev Pesach, when did you bring the Korban Tamid? So Nishchat b'sheva mechza v'karav b'shmona mechza. Then you back it up an hour. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, right? Regardless of whether the Erev Pesach is, like this year, whether it falls out on Shabbos, or any other year when it falls out on a weekday. As we'll see, the Gemara explain why we needed to back it up, right? There's things you had to do, etc. Chal Erev Pesach, Leos Be'erev Shabbos, let's say Erev Pesach didn't fall out on Shabbos, but it fell out on Friday, so then Nishcha B'sheishu Mechza, then you shechted at 6.5, V'karav B'shevo Mechza, and you brought the Korban Tamid at 7.5, V'Pesach Acharav, and then you would deal with the Korban Pesach afterwards. And again, just on Erev Pesach, just to explain a little bit, right? On Friday, on Erev Shabbos, right? If Erev Pesach was Erev Shabbos, so you can't roast the Korban Pesach afterwards, right? Normally, in a normal year, you roast the Korban Pesach into night, and that's fine because Yontif, right? You're allowed to do Ochel Nefesh. But here, you're not allowed to roast it on Shabbos, so then you had to do it on Erev Pesach. All right, either way, Viter says the Hilge Gemara. But not immediately, how do you know that you bring the Korban Tamid at the at 9.5 hours, or at Shechtin 8.5 and brought 9.5 into the day? I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Tamar Kol, the Pasuk says, it's a Keves Echad Zeb Boker, a famous Pasuk that we all know, it's a Keves HaShenit HaSeh Bein Harbaim, between the Arbaim. So what does that mean? So Chalkehu Bein Levain Shnei Aravim, split them between the two afternoons, right? Between 6 and 12 hours, right? Beis Shavuos Mechtzel Lekan, Beis Shavuos Mechtzel Lekan, right? On either side of the Korban Tamid should have 2.5 hours, right? And therefore, one hour for it, meaning to do it, meaning, right, again, you have 2.5 on either side of its offering, right, and you give it 1 hour to do all the things you need to do, so therefore you sheft it an hour earlier and bring it 9.5 hours into the day. Masi, Rava says, 1 second. Barbi Psachim, what does our Mishnah say? On Erev Pesach, Nishchad B'Sheva Mechza V'Kar V'Shmona Mechza. Right, on Erev Pesach we back it up an hour. Ben B'chol Ben B'Shabbos, regardless of what day it falls out. V'isal G'daytach B'Shmona Mechza D'Araisa. If you're telling me that the time for the Korban Pesach is based on that pasuk of Bein Harbayim, so Heichem Mikadminan Le. How are you backing it up on Erev Pesach? It's Din D'Araisa. How do you move it backwards? Just whatever, because you have extra stuff to do, just figure it out. Do it faster, do it, start earlier, whatever it is. It's a Din D'Araisa, do it 9.5 hours into the day. Really? Then you can move it? So Ella Amar Rava says, no, mitzvah so the Tamid mishiyintu tzlalei erev. Really, the Korban Tamid can be brought as soon as the shadows start going towards the west, meaning as soon as the sun passes the midday point. My time, oh, why? Damar Kar, the Pasuk says, bein harabayim. Right, the Pasuk says between Bein Harbayim, right, afternoon, right, Meida Dematchil Shimsha Lamarav, right, at the moment that the sun starts to go into the west. Right, Hilchach, therefore, Beshar Yemos Hashanah, during the regular days, right, Deacon Nedarim and Nedavos, where you have other Korbanos that you need to bring before the Korban Tamid. The Rechmana Amar, the Torah says, Alech Chalvei Shlamim. Upon it, you have the shlamim, the amar mar, aleha shlem kol korbanos kulam. Right, that's the last korban of the day. Right, you finish all the korbanos with the korban tamid. So then, ma'achron le tarti shoy vevdina le bishmona umechza. So then you bring it, right, you push it off 2 hours and you bring it at 8.5. Right, you start shechting it at 8.5. Bari Psachim, but on Erev Pesach, Dika Pesach Achrov, but now on Erev Pesach, when you have stuff to do, you have to Korban Pesach to Shecht afterwards, so then, right, that's the only Korban brought after the Korban Tamid, so then Kanbinan Lei Sha'achas, then you bump it up an hour. Vavdin Lei B'Sheva Mechza, right, and then you start the process at 7.5 hours into the day. Chal Erev Pesach, Leos Be'Erev Shabbos, let's say Erev Pesach is on Friday, Dika Namitz Liyaso, the Lodachi Shabbos, then now what do you have to do? You have to deal with the Korban Pesach, you have to Shecht it, you have to bring it, and, well, you have to roast it. Right, you don't have to bring it, but you have to roast it, and then you need more time. So then, mokmina and lay adine. Then you leave it as the original din. Meaning you do it like you're supposed to, or like at least at the earliest time you can. That's b'sheish v'mechta by 6.5. Okay, fine. That's how Rava understands where you get that from. Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. Now the Gemara is going to bring this brisa, and it's pretty unclear what the brisa is talking about. So we're going to have three interpretations. What the brisa means, that's going to take us most of the way till the end of the daf. So, Tanur Rabbanan will learn the brisa, ki siduru b'chol, kach siduru b'shavus. Just like the Korban's Tamid's order, meaning the Seder, like the Zmanim, right, the schedule during the week, is the same schedule on Shabbos, the Rebbe Yishmael. Rebbe Kiva Omer, ki siduru b'erev Pesach. No, the schedule is like an Erev Pesach. So obviously that's really not providing any details whatsoever. Then the Gemara already asks, Maika Amar, what's going on here in this brisa? So Amar, so we're going to have three stabs at it. Amar Abai is the first understanding. Hachi Kamar, this is what it means to say. Kisiduro b'chol b'erev Pesach. Just like the schedule of the Korban Tamid on Erev Pesach that falls out on a weekday, i.e. at 7.5 hours, like the Mishnah said, kach sidur b'Shabbos b'erev Pesach. So too is the schedule on Shabbos. right? When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, meaning the Korban Tamid on Erev Pesach is always shechted at 7.5 hours, according to Rabbi Yishmael, right? The Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, 7.5 hours, whether Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos like it does this year or any other day. Rabbi Kiva says, Kisidur be'Erev Pesach shechal yos be'Erev Shabbos. No, that the schedule is just of Erev Pesach that fell on a Friday, i.e., right, that Erev Pesach fell on Erev Shabbos, right, i.e. at 6.5 hours, like the Mishnah said, Kachsidur b'Shabbos, that's the exact same time when you shecht the Korban Tamid on Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos. And our Mishnah, which says that you do the Korban Tamid on Erev Pesach, whether it's weekday or Shabbos, at 7.5 hours, right, that's Rabbi Yishmael Shita. That's Rabbi Yishmael. That's exactly what Rabbi Yishmael just said. Right, that's what the Braisa is saying. But the Machlokas is Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, when you shecht the Korban Tamid on Erev Pesach. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't matter when it falls out. According to Rabbi Akiva, Shabbos and Friday is going to be at 6.5 hours, and the rest of the week is going to be at 7.5 hours. So, my kamifugi, what's the machlokas? So, musafin kodum levazichin kamifugi. The machlokas is whether the Korban Tamid is done, is brought before the vazichin. What are the vazichin? So there were two spoons on the shulchan, two spoons of ketores, or I guess lavona really is more accurate. Either way, two spoons of ketores is probably the more common word that people are familiar with, on the shulchan. Right, and Shabbos, and also the lechem upon him as well, but on each Shabbos, the vazichin, the spoons, would be replaced. And then again, at that point, that's when the lechem upon him, right? The kohanim will eat the lechem upon him, etc., etc. So the question is, do you do that process of replacing the spoons on the shulchan before or after the korban musaf? Sorry, not the korban tamid. What did I say? The musafin, right? The question is, does the musaf come before or after replacing the spoons? Right? Again, the korban musaf of Shabbos. So and therefore the idea, if you have to, well, we'll see. The Gemara will explain. Rabbi Shmuel says musafim kodem levazichin, that the korban musaf comes before you change the spoons. So meaning the korban musaf is normally offered at midday, right? Before midday, in the fifth hour, and therefore the spoons would be taken care of before the Korban Tamid, right? You did the Musaf, and then you did the spoons, and then you'd have time to do the Korban Tamid. And so therefore, the Gemara explains, Avaluhulu Musafim B'sheish V'azichim B'sheva, and therefore the Korban Musaf was done during the sixth hour, the spoons are at the seventh hour, and therefore you have time, Tamid the Sheva V'mechza. Then you have time to do the Korban Tamid at 7.5. Rabbi Kiva Sover, no, Vazichim Kodalim Musafim, that the Vazichim were done before the Korban Musaf. And therefore, bazichin b'chamesh, you could do the bazichin even before midday, right? Musaf, right, from 6 hours and on. Right, so the bazichin are done at 5 hours into the day. Musaf and b'sheish, do the korban musaf at the sixth hour, and then vavidle the tamid b'sheish v'mechza. Right, then you're ready. You have time to do the korban tamid at 6.5 hours into the day. So Rav is going to say, Abaye, okay, that's a very nice understanding, but the language in the braisa is lacking. Right, maskif la Rava, midi Rabbi Akiva, kesidru be'erev Pesach, shchalios be'erev Shabbos katani. Right, Rabbi Akiva says, the price doesn't say anything about the schedule of erev Pesach, when it falls on erev Shabbos. What are you talking about? All it says was, kesidru be'erev Pesach, stama katani. All it said was that no, that it's the order should be the same as erev Pesach. Right, it doesn't mention erev Shabbos. You added that to the mission, to the brisa. So Alma Rav says no. Hachi kamar. This is what the brisa means. Kisidur b'chol de alma, like the schedule on a normal day, a normal weekday day. Right, again, when the korban tamid was brought, started shechted at 8.5, and brought at 9.5. So kaksidur b'shabbes be'erev Pesach. That's the schedule on Shabbos when erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, like this year. Tivri Rabbi Yishma. Rabbi Kiva Omer kisidur be'erev Pesach. No. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, the schedule is like when it falls out on a normal weekday. Meaning on Shabbos, right? Is the Korban Tamid brought at 8.5 hours, like normal, like any other random Tuesday, or is it is it when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, is it just like Erev Pesach fell out in any other day of the year, i.e. it's 7.5? So what's the machlokes? Our Mishnah that says that the Korban Tamid, when Erev Pesach is either a weekday or Shabbos, so that's Rabbi Akiva. Right? Again, that's literally what Rabbi Akiva is saying. He's saying that when Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos, so then it's just like it fell on a weekday, and we do it at 7.5 hours. Rabbi Yishmael here, according to this understanding, is saying that when Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos, you do it like a normal day of the year, and you do the Korban Tamid at, you know, you started at 8.5 hours. So, by my commentary, what's the machlokas? B'michmar bisra kamerfugi. The machlokas is whether we're nervous whether the meat that you shecht, right, will get spoiled. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Chashin lemichmar bisra. Rabbi Shmuel is concerned that the meat will become spoiled, so therefore you do it at eight, at you, the, you shecht it at 8.5 hours or nine. Start the process 8.5 hours, 9.5 hours. Rabbi Kiva Savar Lo Chashin lemichmar bisra. Rabbi Kiva says we're not concerned. Right, again, we're not going to because when you're shechting the korban tamid, you can't roast it right until until Motzei Shabbos. Not the tamid. The korban pesach can't be roasted until Motzei Shabbos. So are we concerned that in that small amount of time, right, the meat will spoil, that the korban pesach meat will spoil? So if we are concerned, then we're going to leave it at the latest possible time. If we're not concerned, so then we can back it up an hour like normal Erev Pesachs. So the Gemara says, "Ilo chashinan so nav de b'sheish remechza." Okay, great. So if Rabbi Kiva says we're nervous that the meat is going to spoil, right, and therefore we should back it up to 7.5 hours into the day, so why not go to 6.5 hours into the day so that you can shech to the Korban Pesach afterwards, right? You have plenty of time, right? Why do you wait an hour after the normal Zman starts? So Gemara says, "Kasav Musaf and Kodem Mazichin," because Rabbi Kiva holds the Korban Musaf goes before, again, the spoons, right? So Abdul Musaf and Meshesh, therefore he had to do the Korban Musaf at the 6th hour, the Mazichin is at the 7th hour, and then V'avid Le'Tamid B'Sheva U'Mechza, and then he could do the Korban Tamid at 7.5 hours. Into the day. Maskava Rabbi Bar Ula. Rabbi Bar Ula said, okay, the same question that you asked Abaye, Rava, I'm going to ask on you. Kasidru b'chol, kasidru b'shabas, b'erev Pesach, divrei b'shmol katani? It doesn't mention anything about, right, what did we say? Kasidru b'shabas, stomach katani. You just said the order on Shabbos. Didn't say anything about Erev Pesach. Right, well, you're injecting that the whole machlokas is whether Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, what's the schedule, do you do the 7.5, 8.5? No, it doesn't mention anything about that. So Ella Amar Rabbi Bar Ula Hachi Kamar. This is what the Braisa means. Kisidru b'chol de alma, just like the normal schedule of a korban tamid. Kach sidru b'shabes de alma. Div Rabbi Yishmael. It's not talking about Erev Pesach at all. Right? It's according to Rabbi Yishmael. Right? According to Rabbi Yishmael, just like the schedule on a normal weekday, that's the schedule on Shabbos. On a normal Shabbos, the korban tamid is always brought 8.5, 9.5 hours, right? Shechted at 8.5, brought at 9.5 on Shabbos, just like a weekday. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kesidru be'erev Pesach da'alma, says, no, a normal Shabbos, this week's Mitzvah, Meheri Bona Beis HaMikdash, this Shabbos, right, will bring the Korban Tamid, says Rabbi Akiva, at 7.5 hours, just like you would do on Erev Pesach. So kach sidro v'shabbos ba'alma. That's the normal schedule on a normal Shabbos, right? It's not a discussion about Erev Pesach at all. It's a discussion about what's the schedule on Shabbos Parshas Bo, as we talk about the Korban Pesach, right? And in this week's Parsha, right? What's the schedule on a normal Shabbos? Is it at 8.5 like a normal day, or is it at 7.5 like Erev Pesach? When our Mishnah says that on Erev Pesach, regardless of whether it fell on weekday or Shabbos, it said that you bring the Korban Tamid at 7.5 hours. Divrei Akoli, that's everybody, because this Braisa is not talking about Erev Pesach at all. But my commitment, what's the machlokas? So bigzeres nedarim unedavos kamiflegi. The question is simply whether we should back it up because of nedarim and nedavos, right? Nedarim and nedavos are other korbanos that are brought, right, of anybody's whim and will. Obviously, you don't bring those on Shabbos. So that's the question, right? Rabbi Shmuel Savar Kazrin Shabbos Atu Chol. Rabbi Shmuel says that we're going to leave it in the same period. Because you may get confused because of weekday. Right? Again, during a weekday, you have other korbanos beforehand, right? So if you back up the Korban Tumid to the seventh half hour, so you may get confused. You may do that on a weekday, and then you'll lose time to offer any other korbanos, and you may have to bring those korbanos. Those korbanos after the Korban Tumid, which is a problem, as we'll see at the end of the daf. So Rabbi Shmuel is concerned that if you bump it up on Shabbos, you'll also end up bringing it earlier during the weekday. For Rabbi Akiva, Sabar Lo Gazrin, Rabbi Akiva says, "What are you talking about? There's no nedarim and nedavos on Shabbos. There's no need." We're not going to get concerned. So a weekday Shabbos obviously is different. We don't have to be concerned. We're not nervous. So therefore, you can offer it earlier because you have no other korbanos to bring. So just bring it earlier. Or you don't have to wait until the 8.5 or 9.5 hours into the day. E logos, you know, the Gemara says, well, you have to be sheish mechzo, same question. So then why don't you back it up all the way to the earliest time when you could bring the korban tamid? So the Gemara says, same answer, kasavra musaf and kodlum mazichan, that you had to do the korban musaf, then you had to replace the spoons, and then you had to bring the korban tamid. So you had the schedule was musaf and b'sheish, mazichan b'sheva, right? If avid lay the tamid b'sheva mechza, right? The korban musaf at 7, at 6 rather, at the noon, or during the 6th hour, just before noon. And the Vazichan at the seventh hour, i.e. right afternoon, and then you did the Tamid at the 7.5 hours into the day. Okay, Meisvei, now we're going to ask a question on both Rava and Abaye's understanding of this price. Tamid Kalashana Kula Karev Kilachaso. All year long, you do the Korban Tamid normally. Nichshat Bishmona Vechetzi, Bishmona Mechta, Vekarev Beteshu Mechta. Okay, that's like we said in our Mishnah. 8.5, 9.5. That's the schedule. Ube'erev Pesach, right? Nishcha b'shevet mechta v'karev b'shmona mechta. On Erev Pesach, you do, again, you bump it up an hour, like we said, in our Mishnah, 7.5 and 8.5. Chalios b'shabbos, if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, like this year, so chalios b'sheni b'shabbos. It's just like it fell out on a Monday. Right? A random Monday. I said random Tuesday. Gemara says random Monday. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kesudro b'erev Pesach. No, that the schedule of Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, but it's like the normal schedule. If Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, then you do it like it was a Monday, meaning you offer it at 8.5 hours. But according to Rabbi Akiva, right? No, it's the same order as every Erev Pesach. So Gemishlam Allah Abaye Nicha. This is exactly what Rabbi said. Right? What did Rabbi say? That when Erev Pesach falls out on Friday, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, right? You do the regular Korban Tamid schedule, like on Erev Pesach on a weekday, like at 7.5, 8.5. And so that's exactly what we're saying here. But Ella Ala Rava Kasha, but according to Rava, who said that we have this whole concern, right? Maybe the meat will spoil, right? You remember that if Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, so you do the same time, right? You use the Korban Tamid as offered at 8.5 hours, like just like a regular day. So this price says that Rabbi Shmuel holds that you do the Korban Tamid at 7.5 when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So Amar Lecha Rava, Rava would say, no, Lo Tema Kecha B'Sheni B'Shabbos, don't say like it falls out on a Monday, right? Ela Ema Kisheni B'Shabbos De Alma. It's like a regular Monday that's not Erev Pesach, i.e. at the 8.5 hours into the day, and that's what Rava said, so that's how he could interpret Rabbi Shmuel and his Brisa like his Shita. Meisvei, another question, now we're going to go on Rava. Now we're going to ask on Abaye. Chalios B'Shabbos, whenever Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Kisidro Kol Hashana Kula. It's like every normal day an entire year, i.e. at 8.5 hours, the Rabbi Shmuel. And again, that's what Rava said. Right? Rabbi Kiva Amar, Kesidro Erev Pesach the Alma. No, it's at 7.5 hours, like any other random, any other normal Erev Pesach, like it fell out or regular, like a regular day of the week. So Bishlam the Rava Nicha, this works according to Rava, because that's exactly what he said the Machlokas was in the previous Mishnah, in the previous Brisa. El Abaye Kasha, but according to Abaye, who said that what was the Machlokas, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Korban Tamid is brought at 8.5 hours when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So what are you going to say? According to Abaye, he said that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, it's at 7.5 hours. Here the Brisa says it's brought at 8.5 hours, like every other day. So what are you going to do? Don't say that this Brisa says that you bring the Korban Tamid like you do the rest of the year. No, you bring it like every other Erev Pesach. I.e. at 7.5 hours, and that's what Abaye said. Right, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rekisidro, Erev Pesach, Shalios, Erev Shabbos. Right, again, that's what how Abaye explained Rabbi Akiva. Right, just like the Seder on Erev Pesach, as if it fell on Erev Shabbos, that you do it at 6.5. Okay, so that's already, that can fit with, right, that's how we fit Abaye and Rava into that, those brises. Tanu Rabbana, now again, we've been assuming that the Korban Tamid is the last Korban of the day. We mentioned that a couple times. The Gemara just clarifies, how do you know that? So, Minayin Shelo Yehei Davar Kodem L'Tamid Shal Shachar. How do you know you don't bring any Korbanos before the Tamid in the morning? Shalom Malom, the Pasuk says, V'arach Aleha Ha'olah. Right, you should bring upon it the Korban Ola. So Gemara says, "My Talmuda, where'd you get that from?" Right, so meaning, what does that mean? Right, how does that teach me that the Korban Tamid is first? So Amar Rava, Ha Ola, right, the Ola, Ola Rishon is talking about Rishona, right, the Korban Tamid, which was a Korban Ola, right, again a Korban Ola completely consumed on the fire, not eaten by anybody. So the Korban Tamid was an Ola, and therefore, if it says Ha Ola, the Ola. Right, everything should be arach, literally la aroch, is to arrange or to set up or to schedule. So everything should be based on that korban, i.e. that korban, that ola should be first. Okay. How do you know you don't bring any korbanos after the korban tamid in the afternoon? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, viktir aleha chelvei hashulamim. And you should bring the fats on it, right, the fats of the shulamim. So my Talmud, where do you get that? How does that tell me that the Korban Tamid in the afternoon is last? Amar Rabbi, Aleh Shlamim, V'lo Al Chaver De Shlamim. Right, you can bring Shlamim after it, i.e. the Korban in the morning, the Korban Tamid in the morning, right, that makes sense, right? You bring all the Korbanos after the Korban Tamid in the morning, but V'lo Al Chaver De Shlamim, but you can't bring any Shlamim after its friend, i.e. it's the other corresponding korban, the korban tamid, at the end of the day. So you can only bring korbanos after the tamid shel shachar, but not the tamid shel bein harbayim. Maskev la Rava, Rava said, what are you talking about? Ema shlamim hudolo nakriv, ha olos nakriv. Well, there are other types of korbanos. If you tell me that the pasuk teaches me you can't bring any olas after the last ola of the day, maybe you can bring... if you can't bring any shlamims after the ola, after the tamid in the afternoon, maybe you can bring more olas. Right? The shlamim is not the only type of korban. So Ella Marav, Rava says, no, hashlamim, what does that mean? Allah hashlim kol korbanos kulam. Right? It's saying that you have to finish the we darshan, the shlamim, that's the one you finish. That's the pasuk, the shalem, right? Shalem is full or complete. Right, but that you also the hashlem to finish, right? On that korban you finish all the korbanos of the day. Okay, shkoyach kol rabosai. We'll go weiter in the Halig Shas tomorrow, right, with more kachim and korbanos topics. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.